radio hosts got our voices confused. Their listeners were amused.
My name is Claudia.
And I'm B.
Would you like to join us for tea?
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Tea with Claudia and B. We're in the same room for the first time.
I'm here. She's here. We're all here.
And that's Claudia.
Oh my God. Crazy. So today is our first time we've met in person. And it's so fun, exciting, weird.
It is so weird, but it's not weird. And then it's weird that it's not weird.
I know.
There's a lot of feelings.
I know. I know. Lots of thoughts. Not many concerns.
That's how life should be.
I know.
That is so, funny.
Anyway, yeah, so I'm visiting my brother and my niece and nephew, and then I was like, hey, I'm going to be in Spokane. And she's okay.
And so I just popped over to see her, and she was so nice. Her family was so nice to let you come hang out with me when they just want to see you. So it's so funny. And then, of course, I'm going to try and go to Florida, because why not take the opportunity to go to Florida?
Everyone should go to Florida.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
But because this is the last episode of the book club that we've been doing for Jane Austen, we were like, oh my gosh, we should save it and then record it when we're together.
I know.
So that's what we're doing. We have a video going of us. We look like pros, don't we? We feel like pros. It's kind of weird having somebody else in the room while I'm recording, because I'm used to being
nobody come in. Leave me alone, you know?
I know. That's crazy.
It's really fun. So we're very excited. Mm-hmm. I feel like we're more excited than anyone else will be, but that's okay.
For real.
Because everyone's been hearing us together, you know? Been their norm, but we just haven't actually recorded together.
I know. So now we don't have to worry about, which we haven't had a problem in a while of the delays.
Yeah. Sometimes that was hard.
Sometimes that was frustrating. But no, so this one will be easy.
Yeah. It's been good. So welcome to the first in-person tea with Claudia and B.
Yes, and not the last.
Not the last. We'll do more.
Yes.
But this is the first. So it's special.
I know, it's very special.
We're so special. Oh my gosh, you guys. You guys! Okay, well, we're just going to jump into it. I mean, obviously, you're here, and that's our big news, too.
Yeah.
But,
So this is our last episode where we're focusing on Jane Austen.
Yeah.
I mean, not forever, maybe.
No, I mean, we love her too much to not focus on her some more. But we started with the book club with, what was the first book? Emma. We started with Emma, and we've gone through all seven of her books.
Or six.
All six of her books.
The novels.
Yeah.
Yes. And then we have, there's still more, but who knows.
Yeah. Yeah. Which I actually haven't read those ones.
I know. Me neither.
And we're finishing Persuasion. Persuasion's been the month of July.
So good.
And, it's been fun. It's been actually really fun to read all of those books this year. So I didn't finish all of them.
That's okay. We'll get there eventually. It's fine. Girl, we got all the time to read when we're in heaven. So
that will be heaven.
Yes. It will be. It will be.
So yay. This is fun.
It was so fun.
Okay, so in the spirit of catching up and talking about ourselves, what's your classic girl moment, your classic Claudia moment?
Oh my god. Okay, so actually it was my morning flying here. Okay.
Which was on Sunday, right?
Yeah, on Sunday. So I basically have been in a bizarre fog of weirdness for a month. I feel not feeling so great, stomach stuff, allergy stuff. Just a mess. And so I've been
you've been working through it all.
Yeah. I've been working crazy. And so I just have been oh my gosh, I'm dying. So felt horrible last week. So I had to take a few nights of just to rest. Mm-hmm. Because I was oh my gosh, I have to be okay for my trip. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So anywho, and so I had a gig that I couldn't not do because it had been booked for a long time, months.
Yeah.
Where it was a princess gig thing. So I had to do it. I didn't get home until 11:30, but I hadn't packed yet because I was any chance I could, I was like sleeping.
And it's the worst to pack before a trip. Like, yes. You just have to get the stuff out to use it. Ugh, so
bad. Why pack? So bad. And so I got home and apparently accidentally like passed out on my bed. Like, I guess I just sat down and, like, fell over or something. Because the next thing I know, you guys, is it is 7:26 a.m.
Oh, my gosh.
I haven't packed anything.
That is every nightmare of a traveler.
So my flight left at 10:10 a.m.
Oh, my gosh.
So I am, like, flipping out. And, like, luckily my flight was delayed, luckily. And so I threw, basically, and so here's the thing, like, right now I'm in the situation where I don't have a washer and dryer. Oh, so yeah. I just, so frustrating. So I had to go to, like, a laundromat. It's terrible. Anyway, so I just had a bunch of dirty clothes, like, on my floor in my room. And I just threw them in my suitcase and, like, literally was just, like, hey, texted my brother and his wife. I'm like, hey, yeah, I'm just gonna have to, like, do laundry, like, yeah, at your house.
That's so good that you, like, were going to a place that had,
I know, right?
Instead of, like, going to, like, a hotel somewhere. Yes. You know, like, oh.
So anyways, I just threw everything in there, got an Uber, and luckily the Uber was, like, he was so awesome. Like, he like loves doing Uber, and he was
love,
like,
those drivers.
I know, because so I was good. Like, do you like, he's like, I don't like it, I love it. I was like, I just, aww, love you. His name was Joe. He was the best.
I bet you gave him a good review.
I did. I tipped him, like, way more than I normally do. So and I wanted to, like, I should have asked him because I wanted, like, want him again, you know? So, yeah, anyway, I got to the airport, like, fine. I mean, the airport was absolutely insane, though, in Orlando. Oh. It was, like, so packed. Oh, yeah,
that's not one of those airports that, like, Spokane is usually not too crazy. Yeah. So you can, like, get there pretty close.
I know. But okay. So the thing was, though, is they run their TSA line kind of like a Disney ride. Oh. So, like, it has, like, how much time it's going to take, like, to get through. So it said, like, 15 to 20 minutes. So, like, honestly, like, I made like my flight, like, in, like, with no time to spare, which is fine.
Uh-huh.
But, like, I mean, I had, like, time to spare because I was the last group to get on.
Oh, that's good.
So you know what I'm saying? But, you, like, were there, I in made time, it but, like, in time, like, to, like, be, you know, to, like, I sat down for a little bit, you know what I mean?
You didn't miss your flight. That is the most stressful.
Thank God. So anyway, that's my hustle, like, crazy story.
And you still weren't feeling great, so, like,
I know. Oh my gosh. It was yeah, nightmare.
That's,
I know,
so funny.
I know.
Well, I feel like mine is just as, like, crazy moment. We were just trying to record, and I was trying to find my freaking microphone because we're at my house recording, and I could not find my microphone anywhere. I was looking. I was like, I know I had it out in my car earlier, like, looking all through it. I went out to my car twice. How many times? And I was like, Claudia, I can't find it. And then finally I walk in and she's like, is it this thing? And I had the box that holds it sitting on the bed in front of us.
And I didn't think that it was it because it was so, like, such a small box. But, like, the mic, like, folds in.
Yeah.
And my mic is, like, ginormous. It's like a big, like, snowball. So I was like, oh.
But it was, like, literally right in front of me. How did I not see?
I don't know. Don't worry. Well, I'm sitting here. I'm a new person in your room, so.
Yeah, yeah. And I was just, I don't know. I just was having a blonde moment or just a crazy moment.
That's okay. But
as fun as it's been picking you up and, like, doing all this stuff, we did not plan the day well to, like, utilize our time, which it's is okay. Totally fine. But
we,
I just
still
think
got a lot done, though.
We did.
You know?
But I just feel like, because you were here, I was like, oh, we can do all these things, you know, and then
I know
we did most of them. And I'm really, like, we had so much fun, but I'm like, dang it, why am I such a dummy? We should have done all planned it out so much better. I shouldn't have lost my mic.
That's okay. Well, we have when you're in Florida, we'll, like, figure it out.
We'll do a bunch there. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Or we'll just go
and
to
we'll
Disney
have, like, a few days.
Time.
I know.
Yeah.
But you can get a lot done at Disney, so.
That's true. We'll give you a guy's a day in the life of a Disney person.
I know. So funny. Okay, cool. Okay, it's our book movie review time.
Yeah,
so we're doing Persuasion. This month this week we watched the 2007, which in my opinion is my favorite.
I really do like this one. I think I like the 95 one more now.
But oh,
for
really?
Years, this has been my favorite one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just like this one because of the music with the acting. It's just lends itself so well.
The music is phenomenal. And, like, it's very pretty. It's a really pretty film to watch.
Yeah. Yeah, it's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Gorgeous, gorgeous. So good.
I wish that they developed Colonel... Will, what? Colonel?
Which one?
Captain Wentworth a little more.
Oh, like, yeah.
I think in the 95 one, he was so well developed and explored. And in this one, he's a little bit more like unattainable, you know, kind of off put a little bit, which makes him very cute and like really desirable in it. But he, I don't know. I just felt like he was a little more distant.
Yeah. But I liked that. I don't know. I liked the distant because it makes sense for like his anguish.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I totally get that. I guess I just liked the other interpretation more of like he was really warm, but he was standoffish to Anne. And she kind of had to like watch him really carefully to get what he was thinking. And in this one, he was more mysterious.
Yeah.
I mean, who doesn't like a nice mysterious sea captain? But I don't know. I guess I just liked the other one a little bit more, but he's so cute. Oh my God. So cute. You can't like not like him, you know?
He is. Adorable.
So we have Sally Hawkins playing Anne Elliot and Rupert Penry-Jones as Captain Wentworth. So cute.
I know.
And then the other like main lead is William Elliot, who's played by Tobias Menzies. He is such a good actor. We were just talking about before we started this how... Because of his portrayal of his character, the two characters he plays in Outlander, he's kind of hard to watch in other shows.
I know.
But in this one... I know.
When he comes on screen, I was like, oh God, I'm going to hide.
But I had the same reaction.
Every time I smell lavender, I like think of Jamie and I'm like, oh my God, Jamie,
I know. I'm she really so did sorry. Kind of like link that to a gross thing in I that love book.
Lavender.
Well, it's great. The healing properties are amazing.
I know.
But
no.
But even though when I first saw him, I was like, ew, he's that gross character. He's so good. He is such a good actor, and he really does transform into that character if you watch him long enough. And this was no different. Also, I just made the connection that the actor who plays her father, Sir Walter Elliot Anthony Heed, he was in Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah. I know. Crazy. And then also we have our Jane Austen, like, Kevin Bacon thing, like, with...
The 6 degrees of Jane Austen.
Yeah, the, with, what's his... Edmund from Mansfield Park, like, the one from the miniseries. He's in this as a character, but I can't remember which one. Which one is he? There he is. Nicholas Farrell. He was Mr. Musgrove.
Oh my goodness! I totally
and he was in was that one the '80s that the Mansfield Park in the '80s? Yeah. Because I remember watching it and being like, wait, who is that? When I saw it.
Oh no, the '70s. It was like 71.
Okay, yeah,
that's a good one.
The first Mansfield one that we like talked about.
What was your favorite thing about this movie?
I really loved Mary Musgrove. I thought she was perfect.
So funny. The way she like mumble talks is so funny to me. So funny. It makes you want to be like, snap out of it.
Doesn't she remind you of Miss Bates a little bit? Except like Miss Bates is way more kind.
Yeah.
But like just the like the of her. Yeah. Like I feel like when she gets older, she'd be a good Miss Bates. Like.
Oh yeah, Mary for sure is like such a like little woe is me. I'm always gonna complain and tattle.
Which I know like Miss Bates never complains, but like
Miss Bates is like annoying, but just so endearing. And then Mary is like a freaking brat.
I know. She really is.
I feel like. I don't know. It's such a pretty film. It's so pretty.
Yeah.
I love that. And I do love how they portray Anne kind of like kind of being a little more timid at the beginning of the story because her family's kind of going through a hard thing. And then you see her kind of shift and like step out for herself a little bit more, which she does that in the book as well. You know, they talk about how like nobody considers Anne, but then she takes a stand like against her dad when she's like, I'm not going out with you today. Yes, I'm going to visit my friend, you know? Mm-hmm. And I really like how they did that in this film.
And I also loved like the costuming with her compared to the others, like the other Elliots that were like in like fancy costumes and like had different outfits all the time. She had like generally the same.
Very simple.
The same.
Her hair wasn't that pretty though.
Yeah.
That bothered me, but that's okay.
Some people just don't look good in the Regency style, and maybe that's just how it is. Maybe. I don't know.
I also think it's interesting because in the 95 version, once they get married, they go to sea together. She's like the wife. Captain, the captain's wife on the ship with him. Terrifying. Which I thought was so cute that she was like, yeah, I'll go with you, you know. Mm-hmm. But in this one, they get married and then Captain Wentworth buys her childhood home.
Yeah.
So that she can be lady of that house. And that's like the sweetest scene when he takes her there and takes off her blindfold so she sees the house and he's like, this is yours now. And
I know, your wedding present.
Oh, so my sweet. Gosh. The cutest. So I kind of like how they did that difference and you can see like both are really, really cute in different ways. The one thing I don't like about this movie.
What?
The kiss at the end.
Oh, really?
That when they finally, when she reads his letter and then she finds Captain Wentworth.
Oh, it's so long.
It takes
forever.
The buildup is forever and I'm like, kiss somebody. Like, yeah. I just don't like it. I remember watching this whole movie and loving it for the first time and like that kiss buildup, I was like, yay.
And then it just takes too long.
Still happening, you know?
I think, like, the director probably, like, wanted it to take a long time just because their thought process was, like, it took them so long to finally get together. But yeah. I get, like, why it would be. It's annoying sometimes. I just feel
like
it kind of,
they started to lose me because I was like, this is
taking forever.
This is the longest kiss that hasn't even happened yet.
I know.
Okay. Now that we've talked about the world's longest kiss, let's talk about who we want to snog, marry, or kill.
Yes.
Okay. So we've chosen three names for each other, and I'll give you your names, you give me my names, and then you have to decide, we both have to decide what we're going to do to each of those people.
Okay.
Do you go first?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So I have Tobias Menzies.
Oh my gosh.
Menzies or whatever. Is it Menzies? Who we just talked about. The guy from Outlander.
Okay.
Okay. Alan Rickman
or
Aiden Turner. I told you I got good ones. Pretty easy.
I mean, okay. They are pretty all easy. Wonderful. I am going to... I'm going to snog Aiden Turner so hard.
Right?
But I'm going to marry Alan Rickman.
Yeah.
And sorry, Tobias.
Yeah, no, I would do the same thing. That's what I thought you would choose.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
That was a good one. I like it. Right? Aiden Turner is... Oh, anything with Aiden Turner is good.
I know.
Okay, here are your options for snog, marry, kill.
Hopefully I know them all. I have Google ready.
Okay. F. Scott Fitzgerald. Okay. Fitzgerald. I said that funny.
Okay.
George Washington.
Shut up.
Ron DeSantis.
Okay.
A list of sexier men I have never heard of.
Oh my god. Let's see. Okay.
And that's a hard decision, huh?
Okay. So, what do I do? Ugh. Okay. I guess I kill F. Scott Fitzgerald.
He would want you to.
And then I guess I marry Ron DeSantis and then snog George Washington. But then, like, literally, if I marry Ron DeSantis, like, so many of my friends would hate me.
And instant persecution.
Like, literally.
But he is kind of cute, actually.
But he is cute.
I would marry George Washington.
But I don't know.
Sorry, Martha, get out of the way.
With George Washington, I don't know. But he had wooden teeth, and I'm a teeth person.
It's true.
You know what I mean?
It's a hard price to pay, but I would do it to be married to a man like that.
Yeah. But
I mean, I think you made a very good judgment call.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would do that.
Tell us who out of our options you guys would snog, marry, or kill.
Oh my god.
Be nice.
Please be nice.
Jesus, take the wheel. Yeah. Hey, we can sing together.
Oh my God, I know. Instead of on Zoom, where it's
Jesus,
like,
Jesus, take the wheel.
Instead, where it's like,
Jesus, take the wheel. We sing it in a round, like,
row
your boat.
I know. It's like, Mary, hada. Oh my gosh. Okay, so I chose a verse. Luke 16:10. Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much. And whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much, which is, like, really a good thing to live by.
Oh, yeah. Because
if you think, like, I mean, like, it kind of reminds me of, like, this one like guy, I think like he has like a bunch of TED Talks, and he like talks about how he like got up at 4 a.m. every day or something, and he did an experiment or whatever, and he like explains like how making your bed every day and why it's important.
Oh yeah.
And then he explains like if you aren't able to make your bed every day, then you're not gonna be able to do different tasks throughout the day. So it's kind of like, you know what I mean? So setting yourself up for success.
Like the little things make a difference, and like using your self-control and everything.
Yes, that's really, exactly.
That's why it's important to make your bed.
Yeah.
Did you notice my bed was made when we walked in? It's not always made. I won't lie to you guys. But
me too. Same.
That's a good one. Also, I think it's just a good reminder, like, sometimes people feel like they're in distress or they're in scarcity, and they're like, well, when this happens, I'll like do better. When this happens, yes, I'll be better. And that's not true, because it's your habits that are not going to change.
I know. So, for sure.
I liked that scripture. Yeah. Mine that I chose is Psalms 34:18. It says, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. So just remember, if you're brokenhearted or you're crushed in spirit, like, you really are so close to angels and to God, and you probably just don't feel that way because it's such a hard situation, but it's true. You are. Mm-hmm. So that's my testimony.
I love it.
Amen. You guys.
Oh my gosh. I know. It's crazy.
Time flies.
I know. Yeah.
When you're recording together.
I know.
So this is going to air on the 30th, and we have a little announcement that we've already recorded, and we'll post a video about it, but on the podcast, we wanted to make the announcement as well that we have decided to take a little break from posting episodes. Mm-hmm. So the month of August, we're not going to have any new episodes of Tea with Claudia and B. So this finishes up our Jane Austen book club, and it also finishes up our first season and gives us a little break. So
yes,
make sure that you're still following us on Facebook and Instagram, because we will post some content there, but we're not going to have new episodes of the podcast for a little bit.
Yeah. So we'll be back in September though.
Yes. Yeah. September.
September.
Do you remember? Anyway.
Do. Yeah.
So thank you so much for listening. We've loved it. We love hearing from you. Make sure you're following us on all of our social media platforms. Like and subscribe, because even if we're not posting new episodes, it's super helpful for us.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, leave a comment on it of the three marry, snog, or kill of who you would do. I'm just curious. I'm just a curious girl.
So funny.
Okay, you guys. Thanks so much. Thanks. We will have another one for you soon. So
yeah.
Bye for now.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you.